The Vermont Senate Judiciary Committee took testimony Tuesday morning on a bill that proposes that, quote, a criminal trespass charge be brought against a person who requires rescue for skiing off a designated ski trail, unquote. A $500 fine would also be imposed. The state's top law enforcement officers, ski industry officials, and the author of a book on backcountry skiing all testified the bill is a bad idea. Vermont Ski Areas Association President Parker Reilly believes the bill was born of frustration.
We've had a large number of lost skiers and snowboarders, particularly off the backside of Killington, where once you go off the wrong side, and after, of course, going past numerous ropes and numerous signs warning folks not to do that unless they know where they're going, people who go ahead and do that find themselves in the middle of nowhere, literally nearly 5 miles from the nearest road, and not knowing where to go at that point, and so they need some level of rescue. And that's put some strain on the resources of the state police and obviously the ski area personnel and ski patrol at Killington and other areas where it occurs. This bill's concept of making this a criminal trespass is something we would never support.
Stowe Mountain Rescue team leader Neil Van Dyke observed the proceedings, and he too believes the bill is a bad idea.
Universally, all of the people that testified had some significant issues with this approach. You know, speaking from the public safety and search and rescue perspective, we never want there to be a disincentive for somebody to call for help. If somebody gets lost or they get hurt in the backcountry, no matter how they get themselves in that situation, from a public safety standpoint, we want them to get on the phone, call 911 if they have a cell phone and have access so that we can start the rescue in a timely fashion. And our concern with a charge, either financial or criminal, is that that could cause people to delay in calling for help.
Parker really believes more skiers are going out of bounds because of the rising popularity of backcountry skiing.
And it's not the problem with the backcountry skiers. By and large, they go on guided tours, they have guidebooks, they know what they're doing, they go out in groups of no less than three or four, they're equipped to have to spend the night if need be. The problem is the young demographic from downcountry who get to Killington and they maybe have seen a picture of backcountry skiing in a magazine and they head on out off the backside not knowing where they're going or what they're doing.
Neil Van Dyke says the bill has numerous faults that were pointed out during the committee discussion.
It casts a very wide net over backcountry users from the ski area facilities. Many of the ski areas actually provide access to the backcountry for mountain bikers or hikers during other times of the year, and the bill does not distinguish between those different types of backcountry users. So I think that hasn't been thoroughly thought through.
Van Dyke says the State Department of Public Safety gave the Judiciary Committee statistics showing that state police have been involved with 50 lost backcountry skiers this winter, 48 of them at the Killington and Pico ski areas. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.